Hey guys, welcome to No Boundaries. This is my very first podcast episode, and today's episode is going to be about Birkin bag. So this title of this episode will be called the Birkin bag. Now I wanted to get into this topic because I've been seeing so many celebrities online expressing how they feel about the Birkin bag, and I feel like it's time to hear it from somebody who's real and somebody who's not a celebrity to give you the tea, sweetie. Now to start off, my name is Coco Bang, and guys, I will be letting loose. This is No Boundaries. So this is for my ladies, this is for my gents, this is for whoever. I'm going to be speaking how I feel, and I feel there is no limit, okay? No filter at all. Now let's get into the Birkin bag situation. Sweetie's a celebrity, Cardi B's a celebrity. Most of everybody who's talking about the situation is a celebrity. Now I'm gonna tell you guys from Sweetie's point of view about if the guy's not buying you a Birkin bag, or he's not paying your bills, he ain't worthy of your time. I feel like that is so inconsiderate. I feel like that is so belittling to all mans out there, because this is where that play comes in when women wants to say, oh, mans ain't shit, all they do is cheat. I mean, look what you're doing, sis. It's good to have standards for yourself and keep your options open, but don't belittle a man because you feel like he's not buying you a Birkin bag. Not even a Birkin bag, a Chanel bag. I feel it's so many honest guys out here who may not be a rapper, who may not be a singer, who may not be, you know, a celebrity, period, but he's probably an entrepreneur. He's probably a 9-to-5. Like, take in consideration that, my boo, you're a 9-to-5 chick. You're an entrepreneur. You know how it is to come from the bottom. So I believe in this day and age, a lot of women have in their head that a man is automatically supposed to have it, instead of forgetting that it's the process. Like, it's a progression. The same way as a woman, you know, we start off, you know, through a process as well. To say that you automatically assume that a man's supposed to buy you something off the bat in order for him to talk to you, I feel like that is crazy. Like me, if I was a guy, I would literally like hit the door and run, because you're giving me opportunists and you're also giving me materialistic. And if that's what you're about, I don't want that energy. I don't even want to sleep with that energy, because baby, sex energy is real, okay? So anybody you sleep with, you will be traveling their goddamn DNA with you. So I would not be willing to risk that energy or my time investing into somebody who thinks like that. And it's the same thing as for men. Like, you know, you can't automatically assume that a woman is going to have A to Z package. Like, oh, you have to cook like my mom, or you have to want to have kids, or you have to be willing to take care of me. Like, you know, that's understandable if we're married to death do us part, but if we just started dating, you cannot expect me to throw all these things on you and you're not giving me nothing in return. I believe it's a 50-50 when it comes to relationship. I always said this and I still feel this to my gut. The only way a relationship will work is 50-50. Now, if you're just starting to talk to a guy, you want to ask questions, you want to get to know him. But saying, hey, I'm not talking to you unless you buy me a Birkin bag, honey, you talking like a city girl. And if you're talking like a city girl, all he's gonna think you is his pussy. And you're basically saying the only way you can afford this pussy if you buy it. Like, I want my ladies to have standards for themselves, but I also want my ladies to respect themselves. That is a big thing that a lot of women are not, you know, remembering. Like, you're forgetting, like, have respect for yourself. These celebrity girls already have a man. Cardi B is married, sweetie. Sweetie is married, sweetie. So they're giving you this type of energy knowing that they're not living that energy. Of course your man can afford you a Birkin bag. He should be able to if he's a rapper. You know what I'm saying? So that is a totally different thing from a normal 9-to-5 chick or a regular guy. Like, say he should be buying you flowers. You know what I'm saying? Like, throw it back to when guys used to actually be a gentleman, you know, chivalry. So it's like, when you first, you know, ask me on a date, maybe buy me some flowers. Like, that's something I feel like a lot of women still do like. Like, you know, surprise me with some flowers or things like that. I'm not expecting you to buy me a Birkin bag that's probably worth your goddamn savings. You know what I'm saying? Because in your mind, like, what the hell? Like, I wouldn't even buy my mom or my sister that. I can't afford that. Why would I even buy you that if I just met you? You feel what I'm saying? So with the Birkin bag situation, I feel like this is not even a conversation that should be had with us regular folks. This is a conversation for celebrities, and I wish celebrities would stop pushing that agenda on us, because basically you're letting us know, especially at a time like this, knowing that a lot of people who started their business or people who work 9 to 5 is, you know, let off. They're let off the work. So for you to sit here and say, oh, he got to do this, he got to do that, not taking that into consideration, like, everybody go through things in life. I'm not going to knock my opportunity of finding a great man just because he can't buy me a Birkin bag. Sis, if that's your energy, that's your energy. But what you're giving me is a city girl. And that's straight up. And nothing wrong with being a city girl, but once you become an older woman, you should be able to realize the difference in between girly things and grown woman things. Fuck a Birkin bag, my dude. Let's invest. Let's build a fucking business. Shit. Let's make our own damn bag. You know what I'm saying? These are things that real women think about. And sweetie and them, they are women, but their mindset is a little girl. So I'ma close that at that. As I said, it is no boundary. It is no filter. I say what the fuck I want to say. Bye-bye.